Well, let's look at Psalm 12, can we please? Psalm 12. To the chief musician on an eight-stringed harp, Psalm of David. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceases, for the faithful disappear from among the sons of men. They speak idly, every one with his neighbor. With flattering lips and a double heart they speak. May the Lord cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaks proud things, who have said, with our tongue we will prevail. Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now I will arise, says the Lord. I will set him in the safety for which he yearns. The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver tried in a furnace of earth. Purified seven times, you shall keep them, O Lord. You shall preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked prowl on every side when vileness is exalted among the sons of men. We praise God for his holy and inerrant word. May our meditations on God's favor for his people, God's opposition to his enemies, God's righteousness, and God's faithfulness in keeping the pure words of his own mouth. What a great meditation this is for us. Take a moment and meditate on this again and pray. Pray to the Lord for needs that you have. Confess to the Lord areas where you know you've been weak or where you know you have sinned and need forgiveness. He is a forgiving God. He's a kind and good God. We bring to him our confessions and our needs and our intercessions. Well, please turn with me. We are going to begin here this morning with a reading from Psalm 12. Psalm 12. Please turn there. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceases, for the faithful disappear from among the sons of men. They speak idly, every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips and a double heart they speak. May the Lord cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaks proud things, who have said, with our tongue we will prevail, our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now I will arise, says the Lord. I will set him in the safety for which he yearns. The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver tried in a furnace of earth. Purified seven times, you shall keep them, O Lord. You shall preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked prowl on every side when vileness is exalted among the sons of men. May God bless his word to you as you look at and consider these beautiful, profound words that have been preserved for us from the time of David. I also wanted to look briefly at a passage in Luke with you. Please turn to Luke, and we will be in chapter 18. Luke 18 from verse 1, please. Reading a short parable, 8 verses long, from verse 1. Then he spoke a parable to them, that men always ought to pray and not lose heart, saying, there was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God nor regard men. Now there was a widow in that city, and she came to him, saying, get justice for me from my adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I do not fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continually coming she weary me? Then the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall God not avenge his own elect, who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? This parable is to teach us to be persistent and vigilant in our prayers. We, as God's elect, are contrasted with this woman. The woman in their culture being a lower person, being a person who would not easily get the attention of her judge or magistrate. And worse than that, in this contrast, in this parable, God himself is compared to this judge who doesn't fear God and he doesn't respect men. So the judge in the parable will act at the insistence of the widow's pleadings just to get her to go away. That's the essence of what we discover here. And since God is the one that the elect make their appeal to, we see the word elect right there in verse 7. It speaks about God's willingness to elect to avenge his elect. He loves his elect. He cares for his elect. And so the contrast is powerful, and it is an exhortation for you, Christian, to be diligent, be vigilant in your prayer, because we should know by this parable that the incessant pleadings of low people to people who have no reason to listen to them will eventually get their case. But you're not like that. You're not like a low person speaking to a judge who doesn't care for you. You are a loved one. You who are God's elect. You Christian, you're loved by him. And he hears your prayer. So pray. Christian, pray. That's what we're being told to do here. And then the Lord ends with this note. When the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? Wow, what a terrible indictment against man's faith, against man's willingness to pray to God. Let me exhort you, please, be a prayer. Pray to him. Bring your needs to him. Bring your intercessions to him. Our congregation has great needs. Pray for one another. Pray for strength of faith. Pray for faithfulness. Pray for growth in your Christian maturity. So many things you can be praying for each other. Please, please be serious about doing that. Let's pray for just a minute, and then we are going to begin a study in the book of Revelation. Oh, dear Lord, how we thank you. God, we thank you and praise you for your holy word. We praise you for these rebukes to us, Lord. When we're lazy in prayer, when we don't pray, Lord, oh, God, forgive us. We have great needs that only you can fulfill for us, Lord, when our bodies are weak and sick, or when we're poor, when we have troubles that we cannot solve. Oh, God, you are the one to bring our cares to, oh, Lord, hear the prayers of our congregation. God, please hear the prayers of the saints. Oh Lord, convert the lost children and grandchildren that we witness to. God, save them. God, please solve the problems in the homes and in the families where there are just insolvable problems. Lord, give us boldness to speak words of faith. Give us patience to wait out and endure our sufferings, Lord. Oh God, give us wisdom. Give us wisdom, Lord. Strengthen this congregation. May our testimony be pleasing to you, and may the community where we live and where we witness, oh God, may they know the Lord Jesus. May they know the Savior. May many come to salvation by our witness, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.